Next up, we go to Mark in the Philippines, and he wants to know more about repetitive dreams. You touched on it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, once the dream starts repeating, that suggests that the subconscious mind is trying to get a very important message across. Many times it has to do with a health issue. Other times it's relationship. But it depends on the nature of the repeated dream. How do you feel? What is the feeling that it evokes when you wake up? What is the content? How does it vary from dream to dream? What is the time span between the repeated dreams? Now, whatever it is, it requires attention, and you take a look at the content to see whether the content offers clues.
Is it a warning?
It could well be. I'm not saying it always is, but repeated dreams, they generally are alerts, you might say warnings, to something that's not quite right, usually in the physiology or relationship issues.
Jen from Portland, Maine, wants to know about a very intense, realistic dream about an ex-boyfriend who was very influential in her life. She says, without fail, I hear from him then a few days later. I've even tried to drop contact with him. These dreams seem to act as a warning or something.
Yeah.
Maybe, though, in her dream, she's causing him to call because maybe he picks up on her.
It can be a mutual situation like that, no question about that. A colleague of mine in ASD has done a study on mutual dreaming. So it depends on the intentionality or the thoughts you have before going to sleep that night. Do you have that individual foremost in your mind? Even if you didn't dream about the individual that you remembered, the thought itself was there that may have been picked up by the other individual. So it's hard to say who did what.
Olivia in Vancouver, Washington, wants to know about her continual dark dreams, nightmares.
Dark.
She says, I haven't had a happy dream in years. Hope that means I'm not going crazy or something. What's happening to her?
Oh, I don't know. It's really difficult to make a comment on any one individual dream. The way to do dreams.
But no happy dreams, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
years.
We have a tendency to always remember the bad stuff, the negative stuff. I'm sure she has lots of happy dreams or dreams that are neutral, but she doesn't remember them. And so she just happens to remember the negative ones. I don't think there's anything particularly unusual. You'd have to look at the dream content itself to be certain or to have a better feel for it. It's always tricky to comment on somebody else's dream. In fact, in dream work, we always say very clearly to the dreamer, hey, this is your dream. You ought to be able to deduce what it is yourself. But what we do as dream workers is to suggest things and guidelines, how to look at the dream as if it were my dream. But without knowing the exact content, you know, I can't go too far with it. The dreamer may just be influenced a little bit over much by the negativity in the press, for example, or may have seen some TV programs that were not too uplifting. So that could be a factor, too.